Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
Hello, hello!
Welcome back to Tea Time and Tutus.
Yes, this is Caroline and Deanna, back for another semester.
Happy to be here.
Yes, super excited. First time of the year.
Yeah, things are good. So you just heard Holding On Edit. I'm not sure if that means it's an edited version or if it's like a funny, like...
Ooh, it's like a... like a commentary.
Yeah, maybe it's musical. I don't know.
Maybe like the edit is like... part of the song
title
concept.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's a great song. It's by The War on Drugs. And before that, you heard Humbug Mountain Song from Fruit Bats.
Mm. I'm really liking this vibe you're choosing this morning, Deanna.
This is honestly a lot of the music I listened to over the summer. Just kind of like upbeat, carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was just telling Deanna that I'm in a bit of a musical rut right now, which is a little sad. Need to get back out there.
I'll pull you out, Caroline.
Oh, I know you will. I'm probably just gonna look at your playlist from this and start listening to this stuff.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be a good music semester.
I think so, too.
We're off to an excellent start.
We are off to an excellent start. We got a great show time. We got some great tunes already.
I know. It's gonna be...
exciting stuff.
It's gonna be awesome. Senior year. Crazy things.
Oh, this is the last year of Tea Time and Tutus.
That's really sad.
Okay, I don't want to think about that.
But it's going to be an awesome year.
It's going to be an amazing year. Yeah.
So, yeah. And hopefully you enjoy our show. Should we play some more music?
I think so.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Sick and tired And a box buried underneath the sand. Oh, it might You're flipping through the checks and racks, it appears. There ain't no time to waste, you're getting on in years. You could keep your camera, but just never eat again. It's a means to a terrible end. Even if your plan is successful, have you really got room in your life? Yeah, it's a bland kind of torture.
Honey, I am not some broken thing. I do burning thing. Let it make the fire ring. Oh, but I know love as a Cajun thing. Just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Oh, I know you folks, you come to see. You just stand there in the glass looking at me. But my heart is wild and my bones are steel. And I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
Every night inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. Every night inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life.
You're a
sadness will be in our homes, plugged into our hubs, skin and bones. A frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
And we're back.
In a wonderful place.
Oh, a truly wonderful place when that song plays. All right, Deanna, do you want to say what you played before?
Sure. So you heard, going back a little while, Morocco from Moon Taxi, Survive by Dr. Dog, Marcel by Hers, Everything Now from Arcade Fire, which, to be honest, I heard the last DJ playing as I came upstairs, and I was like, oh, no, like, I want to play that song. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to play it again.
Well, they have very good taste, apparently.
Yeah, they do. So maybe I'll listen to the next show.
Yeah.
To the previous show before our show next time. And then Name For You from The Shins, from their new album.
And then I played Song for Zula by Phosphorescent and Total Entertainment Forever, Father John Misty.
Wow, Caroline, I wonder what could have led you to choose those two songs.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been like this really amazing, life-changing concert that I went to last Wednesday. Last Wednesday? No.
No, it was
two Wednesdays ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so good. So Deanna and I went and saw Father John Misty.
And Phosphorescent.
And Phosphorescent. Yes, Phosphorescent opened, which is why we played that song.
But Father John Misty was the star of the show.
Oh my God, that was so amazing. And he played Total Entertainment Forever, and it was just like...
It was really good.
Great. Yeah. I think it was actually the second song he played.
I think so too.
Yeah. Oh my God, but that encore.
Yeah, they finished the song with... Or finished the show with his last song, which it contains an explicit word that I'm probably not supposed to say, but it's holy beep.
Holy beep.
I'm sure none of you can figure out what that word is, but...
But it's, like, the best song.
It's, like, very... Sort of like a political commentary. It just, like, puts a lot of weird words together. It's mm-hmm. reminds me a little bit of, like, the We Didn't Start the Fire, and it's kind of, like, listing of, like, things.
It's a very different, like,
vibe.
Musically, yes. But same sense. Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Right?
Yeah, he just, like, lists a lot of things and then talks about, like, atomic bombs and, like, the Garden of Eden. And
like, the purpose of love. Really?
It's deep. It's just amazing. Deep. And the like, just, like, the performance of it was so incredible. Because he, like, did the regular song, but then right before he went to, like, the last verse, I think it was... Like, he just, like, went crazy, and, like, the lights were all, like, these gold color, like, that he hadn't used in the show before.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. It was so amazing. And then one before that was really good, too.
It's really beautiful.
I'm growing old on Mountain Magic, I think it was.
Yeah. Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm ashamed that I missaid that.
That's
but.
Okay. Yeah, his new album has a lot of slower songs, which mm-hmm. is kind of a different vibe, mm-hmm. but... They did a great job with the backdrops on the concert.
Oh my gosh,
just, like,
they
really
were beautiful.
Visually beautiful.
Yeah, like for the Magic Mountain one, it was just like these mountains in the background, and it was like bright green and like purple and blue. It's just like mm-hmm. really pretty.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was just so good. He did a good job of balancing like his slower songs, which he called like his deep cuts from the album, mm-hmm. and like the more upbeat ones from the album, but also like the like really fun ones from his other two albums that he's already released. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it was just the best.
I think we could just keep talking about this forever.
I could talk about it for the like next 20 minutes.
But we'll spice things up. We'll change gears.
I'm sure we'll talk about this again later on another show.
Yeah, odds are good. Keep listening if you want to hear more about the Father Don't Miss You show. But we have an important announcement to make.
Very important.
That time
important.
Of the show. The 12th annual Honk Fest Festival of Activist Street Bands takes place from Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th, with a wide variety of events scheduled in Somerville, Cambridge, and Boston. Honk Fest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged DIY, which means do-it-yourself, music, and the events are completely free and open to all. For more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. That's honkfest.org. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio.
Yay! Yeah, that was a nice PSA.
I think we went to Honk last year. Is that right?
Oh, did we?
I definitely went. But maybe you weren't there.
I feel like I might have. But I don't remember. You know what? We'll just have to go this year and then I will have been at least once.
It's pretty fun. It's on the same weekend as homecoming, but...
Oh, no, I won't be here.
Oh, that's sad.
There's so many things going on that weekend that I'm going to miss, but it's okay. I'm going to Canada for Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving, not, like, American, obviously.
Which one's better, Canadian or American Thanksgiving?
I've actually never done Canadian Thanksgiving before.
Whoa.
So, this is my first time, but I think American Thanksgiving, you get more time off, so...
As opposed to none?
Well, they have, like, a day.
Okay.
They have Monday. Well, they might have more than just Monday off, but I don't think so.
Wow. Well, I'm sure... I can't wait to hear about it. I don't really know much about Canadian Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's, like, the same as American Thanksgiving. It's just earlier, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I'll let you know if there's any differences.
Yeah.
I will keep my eye out.
Sounds good.
But yeah. I'm gonna get to see my dog and my family, but mostly my dog.
Your dog is going to Canada?
Yeah, he always goes, because my family drives up from New York.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
Oh, yeah, it's 9 hours.
And he's, like, fine to, like, sit in the car?
Yeah, well, we take breaks, and he'll walk around a little bit. But, yeah, he's okay. He doesn't mind. He's just a good little pup.
That's, like, the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I know. He's adorable. Okay. We can play more music now.
All right, yeah. Are we going to be back on before the end of the show? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Well, have a great week, everyone.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed the selection.
We'll be back next week, 11 a.m.
Yes, same time. Tune in. Grab a mug and listen up to Tea Time with Toot and Tutus.
Yeah. Actually, I think we should start bringing in our catchphrase to the show.
You're so right, because it's a great catchphrase.
For those who don't know, as Caroline just said, our catchphrase is grab a mug and listen up.
Yeah, because it's tea time and tutus, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Grab a mug. Listen up. Tune in. 11 a.m. on Mondays.
Here we go.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Talk to you. Oh, I always say see you next week, but we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make if you feel that it's real, I'm on trial and I'm here again. Your prison, like a coin in your mint, I am dented and I'm spent with hot treason.